latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are our latest Manchester United headlines, and we'll start with the news that Romelu Lukaku insists he's looking forward to working with Zlatan Ibrahimovic this season. £75 million Belgium will link up his new teammate when he recovers eventually then from that long-term injury. The knee injury kept him out then from April, and now he's decided to return to the club after agreeing another one-year contract. Lukaku told the Premier League show, "I think it's really good for the team. I think it's good to have another guy who's hungry to win trophies. That's what we want at Manchester United. All that can make you better, make you win. You're worth the challenge at this time." Moving on then into other news, and we'll start with the reports with Jose Mourinho, and the Red Devils are reported preparing contract talks with the Portuguese man. Mourinho succeeded Louis van Gaal after the Dutchman was sacked in May 2016. The Portuguese coach led the Red Devils to League Cup and Europa League glory in his first campaign. 54-year-old has a contract until the summer of 2019, and according to reports in England with the Daily Telegraph, United want discussions to begin in November of the possibility of extending the current contract. Finally, into other news, Ashley Young is reportedly set to sit down with a whole talk to Jose Mourinho about an extension to his stay at Manchester United. The 32-year-old winger, who has never made too much of an impact in recent months, but has always been reliable for Mourinho, has made over 160 appearances for the Red Devils since joining for £15 million in 2011. He looks set to win his way out, but despite interest from Stoke and several Chinese clubs, Young stayed put in the summer window and is now at least a United player until January. He's back fit from a three-month groin injury absence and is now hoping to try and extend his stay at Old Trafford to try and help the club win more silverware. That's all in for today's headlines. We'll have more news later.